तस्मै श्री गुरवे वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरत्विषे गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय भक्त्या विहीना अपराधलक्ष्य चित्ताश्च कामादितरङ्गमध्ये कृपामयीं त्वां शरणं प्रपन्ना वृन्दे नमस्ते चरणारविन्द तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं नयमाम चरणं दिये। श्रीमद्भागवत वैन परीक्षित महाराज बाज हियरिंग एंड ही आश सुखदेव गोस्वामी सिलेक्ट सुखदेव गोस्वामी दैट हाउ वी कैन बी हैप्पी, how we can attain peace of mind and tranquility. And then he replied that in this world all want happiness, peace of mind. They try for this. Whole life is struggling, but none are happy. Only those who have taken shelter of Supreme Lord and His associates, they can be happy, otherwise not happy. Dukkha hattai sukhaya cha pashyet पाक विपर्यासं विपुली चारिणी नाम ऋणाम। फॉर दिस दे ट्राई देमसेल्फ। वी सी दैट होल यूनाइटेड स्टेट्स यूनाइटेड नेशन ट्राइंग फॉर दिस ऑल साइंटिस्ट इंजीनियर्स डॉक्टर्स एक्सपर्ट्स दे वांट टू मेक दिस वर्ल्ड a very
happy place.
But even none is happy. So many things are discovered. Transportation and communication. Oh, they have discovered so many things. Especially nowadays computer yuga. They can change our heart. They can change any part, organ of the body. In a second, they can talk with North Pole to South Pole, East to West. They can see cricket here, where any place in world is going on. And they will see that all are playing and how they are.
Football
and... So, they tell that we have advanced so much. First there were no literates, but now all are literates. But one thing, now the appetite for body has increased. and the appetite for soul
decreased.
They have no idea of soul that Krishna told to Arjuna. And he told before to, O son, millions of years before he told. What Ramchandra told, what Vyas told. So, we see, even today, we are so much advanced, as they say. But still they have no idea of soul. What is soul? They are making advanced so much things for body, to make body happy. But they have no idea that if soul is gone, and what is the stage of body? Advance begins to rotten. And it will have to give in earth or
in the fire.
To the fire. If not giving, then animals will come and eat it and make it, and they will make it urine and
stool.
This is our body. So our Ved, Upanishads, especially Srimad Bhagavatam and Gita has told that if you want to be happy, then you should know that who is really our Father, who has created this world. Any man cannot create this world. God, G-O-D, G, generator, D,
O,
operator, and D, this. In India, in our epics, Satyo Samya Idam Agrashita, Janma Dasya Jataha. Who he can create this world, demolish, and supports and nourish. He is really Bhagavan. And he is called Brahma, Bhagavan, Paramatma. But really, Bhagavan is Supreme Personality of Lord. And he is really Krishna. He is very attractive. Very beautiful, very lovely, very kind. He has form. He is not nirakar. He is not shapeless,
formless.
God has form. God created man after his own image. Bible also says, God has created this men and women, how?
After his own image.
If he has no image, no shape, no quality, nothing, how we can come? Also in Quran, Muslim, Quran has told that Inna Allaha khalaqa min surati. He has said, and he has made all the men after his own sin. So, Krishna has said, he is Swayam Bhagavan, himself, without second. All are in Krishna. Krishna, and then in Odisha, Jagannath Puri, Krishna. And then Christ, and then Christ, and Christ is Krishna. Jesus came to India. He visited Vrindavan and other places, and in the last he went to Jagannath. And he discovered that his father is Christ, but he is Krishna, Krushta,
and
same thing. So, we should know. We should have a goal of our life. If we have no goal of our life, object of our life, aim of our life, we are equal to animal. And in animal, what? Donkey. I'm not telling, but in Shastra it has been written. Dharma inhina pasu bhi samana go kharaha. Go kharaha. Khar means donkey. In animal, kharaha. So, we must have some object of the life. We want happiness. We want to attain peace of mind and tranquility. But we don't know process. People, they take wine to be happy. They smoke. They struggle between them. But happiness becomes very far away from them. Very far away. If you are always try to maintain your body, but yet old age will come and one day you will die. But soul is part and parcel of God, Supreme Lord. No birth, no death, always happy, because Krishna is embodiment of happiness, peace, tranquility and everything. Krishna has no birth, no death, nothing. He is eternal. Oh, we also part and parcels of Krishna. We are eternal. Our embodiment is happiness. But nowadays we have forgotten that we are part and parcel and eternal servant of Krishna. That is the main problem. That is the main problem. So we should try to know. This world is jail. The persons are foolish, those who want in this jail to be happy. All are foolish like. Anyone cannot be in this jail of Maya. Happiness, happy. If they follow the teachings of Krishna, they can be happy. Otherwise not. So in Srimad Bhagavatam in detail it has been. First we should try to make our goal of our life. What is that? In Chaitanya Charitamrita you have seen in the first Adi Leela, Adi Parichet,
chapter.
Oh, he first made a goal of our life and then process is not made first, goal is then first. What we want? There are so many goals of our life at first. And it has been told in Raramanand Sambhad. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Godavari, South India, he met with Raramananda, oh, high class of learned person, a Rashik Vaishnava. knowing all the established truths, and very rashik. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked some questions and he answered. Oh, this is the best thing in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So there are different goals of persons. So we should try to make our goal of this life. And what? How we can be happy? First we should know that we are eternal servant of Krishna, part and parcel of Supreme Lord. We have forgotten Him. Now we are entangled in body only and mind. Whole world, like they are mad. All the intelligent persons are so called intelligent. They don't discover, they don't know what is so. Then how they can be happy? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, so many things have been told. How Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came? Why he came? Krishna himself came in the form of Sachinandan Gaurhari, taking the beauty, golden beauty and intrinsic mode of Radhika. Why he came? That we can follow Rag Marga. Rag Marga. To attain peace of and happy. Ragma. And to relish the intensive mood of Radhika. Radhaya Pranaya Mahima. Three wills, three wishes. So, we should try to know all these things. The process that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told to Rupa Goswami. What was that? Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jain Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Mayam Tadati Spada. He inspired in Rupa Goswami heart, everything. All the transcendental knowledges and all kinds of rasas in the heart of Rupa Goswami. And then he established all these things. So if we want to be happy, we should follow Rupa Goswami in all ways, internally and
externally.
We should follow. Adau saddha tatah sadhu sangha अथ भजन क्रिया ततो अनर्थ निवृत्ति ततो निष्ठा रुचि आसक्ति. This is the process. If anyone has some past impression of his life, past impression, that is called sukriti, then anyone can come in this life. Otherwise not. Kotishvapi Mahamunya. Among millions and millions, very rare can come in this life. Even coming, but if they have no past impressions and very strong will, determination, if they are weak, then they cannot attain. So among millions and millions, very rare can follow this bhakti life. So what is Shraddha? First we should know. What is Shraddha? There are two kinds of Shraddha. In English, Shraddha?
Faith.
Spiritual faith or transcendental faith. By good association, not a so-called association. If Vaishnava are all really high class of Vaishnava, some realized, then by their association, we can come towards Shraddha. What is Shraddha? Really Shraddha is desire to serve Krishna, desire to serve Lord. This Shraddha, desire to serve Krishna, is the what?
Final.
The first fraction of Ladini Shakti. No? Ladini Shakti. Transcendental. Anyhow it comes. By the association of high class of Vaishnava. If your association is not good, not high, then real faith cannot come. Transcendental faith cannot come. Only
worldly
material faith
will come. And after some time, you will see that, oh, no gain, all are false. After practicing 30 years, 35 years, they will declare, oh, all is false. The practice of Bhakti Yoga is false. No gain, like Buddha. Like Buddha, he had no guru. So his faith was not transcendental. He wanted to gain something. And he was in trance for so many years. And he saw that there is no God, nothing. Because he has no guru. So he saw that, oh, everything is false. World is false.
Zero.
Vedas are zero. And everything is false.
We are all zero.
Oh, soul is false. Nothing is soul. No God, nothing. He declared. So from India he was driven and he is...
He
jumped
to China.
China, Japan and Indonesia here and there.
Oh,
now again it is prevailing everywhere. So, if your association of high class realized souls, then a desire, a strong desire to serve Krishna will come. The desire of two kinds. One coming from epics for fears. That if you will not chant, remember, O Supreme Lord, then we will go to hell. So we must have bhakti to Supreme Lord. This is one thing. Shastra avadharana mai. And second is, hearing the sweet pastimes of Krishna. A tendency will come that I must serve Krishna.
Like this.
And this is called?
Lila
Madhujyamai, Lobha Madhujyamai. This is greed. This is best. But if your desire has come to serve Supreme Lord and you are doing something, then we should know that will have to take shelter of any living guru, Sadguru. And then they will take Harinam and then Diksha. In Western country, we know that first initiation, second initiation. But this is not right. Harinam and then Diksha. Harinam is prominent. Harinam is the embodiment of Radha and Krishna. And mantra, to give some relation, eternal relation to Krishna. This is Diksha. Dipta Gyan, all transcendental knowledges, comes by this process. And all kind of unwanted things are washed. So this is real Diksha. What we receive Diksha, oh, really this is not Diksha. This is anusthani.
Formalities.
But we should know that we are admitted in the class of Diksha. And it may take so many years to have Diksha. When all your unwanted, unearths, aparads, everything is gone, and you have some thick relation, transcendental relation with Krishna, and having all kinds of own knowledges, Krishna tattva, jiva tattva, maya tattva, bhakti tattva, radha tattva, prema tattva, rasa tattva, everything. Dibya gyan, this is called Dibya gyan. If you are received, then it is Diksha. Otherwise we are in the class, in the process of Diksha. Not really Diksha. We think that, oh, Gurudev gave us or sacred thread and he gave mantra. And now we are Dikshita. Or finished our Diksha. No. We have been admitted.
In the college.
No, not in college, but in school, primary schools. Primary schools. And when we will finish, oh, we will realize what is soul. Who is Supreme Lord? All kinds of knowledge, Maya Tattva also. Body, I am not this body. And then all kinds of bad things, anarths, unwanted things, aparad, all will go. Then it means that you have received the Diksha. No chance of falling down. The Adho Shraddha Tata Sadhu Sang Tato Anartha Nivritti, then Nishtha. Nishtha comes. What is Nishtha? Sthir buddhi. What?
His intelligence, his consciousness is steady.
Fixed.
Steadiness.
A steadiness of mind, soul, body, everything. We are not this. We should try for this. If even it comes, but no sadhu sangha, then it may be disappear. So always high class of association is needed. We see that even sannyasis become weak if they are given diksha, even they are given sannyas, mantra, or this saffron cloth. What they want, everything. But if they have no realization, no taste in Harinam, no taste in following the process of bhakti, chanting, remembering, reading thoroughly, worshipping, cooking. If you have no taste, then, oh, you may fall down. So we see that so many sannyasis, I have seen that 99% of these sannyasis, they are fall down. Because they have no taste. Only 16 round, then fixed that we will not chant more than 6. And if you will chant, then it will maybe offense. This is bogus idea. Haridas Thakur used to chant, oh, 3 lakhs. Our or Goswami, oh, never less than 1 lakh. Sankhya Purvak Nama Gan Natiri Kala Vashani. Like all the Goswamis. What doing? Oh, at least 1 lakh. Harinam. Oh, observing totally. Being in the Vrindavan places. One night, one under the shade of one tree. Always chanting, remembering. With the Rashi Vaishnava. So we should try to follow. Otherwise, if you have attended Nishtha event, but no taste, no asakti, then very easily you can fall down. And this is the case with all devotees. Only 16 round will not do. Oh, for Rupa Goswami it may do. 16 rounds. How? He can hardly complete 16 rounds. Because when he will begin, Hare Krishna, he will be faint. You cannot be like that. Understand? So sometimes his, oh, this number is not completed. Because he becomes faint. Hare Krishna. And for how many hours? Totally engaged in deeply in writing books according to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as he told. He is writing Ujjwal Nilmani. And when he thinks about the unke udaharan ke liye, examples. What is Kilkinchit? What is bhav? What is
bhav?
Bhav. So many things. And he becomes faint. How he can complete? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when singing and dancing in court festival, you see, that he was dancing whole day and night. How he can complete his rounds? But his one name is equal to more than 3 lakhs, 4 lakhs, 5 lakhs. But we should try to chant more. We are not in that stage. So we must do it. Adhikanta hai galo?
35.
So, adav shadda tata nishtha. Bhajan kriya, then anartha nivritti, then nishtha. We know that we should chant, remember Lord, Supreme Lord. That is good. And by this we can attain happiness. But if no taste, and you have left your houses, left your positions, left your all wealth, reputation, everything. You left, but no taste. Then what will be, you know? Again, in preaching centers with Guru, you will make heavy your pockets. Cheat your Guru. And you will try to be happy by money. by position. This is wrong thing. Always be nishkinchan, like our Goswamis, if you want to be happy. It is very hard for Western devotees. Because if they want to go to India, some money is needed. So how to do? But if you are nishkinchan, you know, penniless, then Krishna will arrange everything. Have so much a strong faith in Krishna and be like that. Don't make your heavy your pockets. Don't believe on wealth, three W's.
Wine, women and wealth.
Don't. So be careful for this. Always chant and remember in process that Rupa Goswami has given. If you are not following, then you must be weak. And your Sadguru cannot help you. Cannot. So, both sides it is needed. The mercy of Guru, Vaishnava, and your strong will, both. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told. Don't be weak. Never weak. Try to follow exactly. The Rupa Goswami has told, Raghunath Das Goswami has told in his Manasiksha, Guru, Goste, Gosthali, and Rupa Goswami, all the Upadesha. And then you will be there. Don't have any attachment to any Vaishnava. Have honor. No attachment, personal attachment. Otherwise you will be gone. This is the thing. And this is going on everywhere. So, now one kirtan. Tumi kara. Oh, we should follow also. This, what is called?
Tiki.
Don't give up. Otherwise we will not take, we cannot touch you. You cannot take water from you. Anything. So follow this. Rupa Goswami. Follow our Prabhupada Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. Follow Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. He is the preacher in West countries. Follow all the rules and regulations. If you cannot externally follow, how internally you can follow? And be always in higher. What stage in what? Higher is
associates.
Otherwise, if you are thinking that I have attained something, but I think that, very weak. In a moment you can give up. A test should come in this. You should not obey. Give some whips to uncontrolled mind. Don't be angry for little things. Don't be angry. And that is why we tell that keep this finger out of bag. That is hard. This world, what is this? Position, wealth and reputation, everything. Nothing. Like a dream. So, don't be angry for anything. You are going to take prasadam, but always remember Raghunath Das Goswami in Jagannath Puri. How he used to serve Mahaprasadam. Even Mahaprasadam of Jagannath Dev, he used to do pranam. And only rotten something left by cows, he used to take with washing with water and some salt. Otherwise, we cannot control our senses. Atyahar prayasascha prajalpo niyamagra janasangascha laulancha sarvi bhakti vinashiti. Atyahar, you know?
Overeating.
Bolte paro. Atyahar prayasascha prajalpo niyamagra.
English.
You? What is atyahar?
Over accumulation.
So atyahar, don't take. Overeating, over talking, over saying, what is over, you should try to give up. Atyaha, prayas. If no bhakti, don't do for this. Don't give your energy for astrology, for other things in this world. Only engaging your whole energy in bhakti. This should be given. Prayasascha prajalpo. We lose all so much time in
worldly talks.
We should not do. Walling, remembering Krishna, chanting, and associating. Oh, very good questions to Guru Vaishnava. Tadviddhi Pranipat Pariprasnina Sevaya Upadeshantite Gyanina Tattva Darshinaha. Malisham, with honor, so many questions to proceed in bhakti. Otherwise, no prajalpa. We should not talk. Never thrash. Prajalpo Niyamagraha. Oh, we should have some Niyam.
Regulation
of bhakti. That Rupa Goswami has to. But not atyaha. Niyamagra. What is that? If you are doing archan, you are giving classes, and your Gurudev came, and like Lomharshan Sut, you could not give respect to your Gurudev, then your bhakti will go. For other general persons, you should do archan, you should do your classes, everything. But in some cases, don't follow Lomharshan Sut or anyone, that if Guru even coming, I will worship. First worship your Gurudev, give honor, and give honor to other Vaishnavas who are supreme to you, who are seniors to you. Prajalpo niyamagraha janasangascha. Try to give up bad association. Even father, mother, relatives are not good. Even Guru, give up Guru. If he is not favorable, he is not following his Gurudev, not chanting and remembering, always making money and criticizing Vaishnava. Oh, give up that Guru, bogus Guru, at once. And make a Vaishnava Guru, real Guru. Oh, it has told so many points. So give up even that Guru and try to chant and remember and follow your Gurudev. And then?
Lalyam.
Lalyam means this. Sometimes he wants to read astrology, sometimes yoga, sometimes this, sometimes that. Give up all these things. Be one-pointed in bhakti. Always chanting, remembering, serving your Gurudev, Vaishnava. This should be. And then, utsahat, nishyat, dharyat, tattat, karma pravartana, sangat, tyagat, sato vritti, sarve, bhakti, prasiddhyati. Utsahat, even you have no taste in name, chanting name, even you have no taste in reading deeply books, in archan or anything, especially in name, but go on doing. Rupa Goswami has told in six his shlok?
Satnama Rupa. Satnama Rupa Charitadi.
No. Before this.
Satnama Rupa Charitadi Stapya Vidya. Vitopa Tapta Rasanasya Narojikaru. Kintat Radhanuri Nam Kalu Saiva Justasa Vikramad Bhavati Tad Galu Mula Hantri.
If you have no taste in name, no taste in hearing, but even you should hear. Utsaha. You should hear Harikatha. You should chant. And if you have no taste in chanting them, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna, Krishna Hare, Hare,
Hare, Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram.
Louder. Very loudly you should chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
And then, you can control your mind. And if you are chanting in mind, so many
obstacles.
Thinking will come. So you should try. Utsaha. Nishya. What nishya? You have so
deep faith. Confidence.
That one day will attend the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, Radha and Krishna. Surely, because we are in line. Fully try to observe. Fully, you should try to take shelter in the lotus feet of your Gurudev, sincerely. Don't be weak, never be weak. So, Utsahar, Nishya, surely, I will attain my goal of the life, the love and affection of Krishna, because He is causeless merciful. Our Guru Nityananda Prabhu is causeless merciful. Even giving blood of His head, and He is distributing me, causeless merciful. Dharyat, if you have noticed, even you should chant, remember all these things. Follow the process.
Patient.
Be
patient.
And be patient. Tolerance should be there. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Himself told. If you want to chant name and to realize something, be trinadapi suni chena tarurapi sarishnuna amanina manadena. You know the meaning. Be more
humble
than a
blade
of grass. But we cannot do. We should do. If you want to chant, you should be like that. Trinadapi suni tarurapi sahishnunta. Tolerance more than trees. Giving shade, fruits, everything, his wood, everything for others. Not anything for himself. Giving herbs or barks for medicines, wood for fire, wood for our
furniture
and so many things. Even you are cutting the tree, and if there is fruit, it may give fruits. So be like that. Always try to give honor to other superiors, to all, because Krishna is everywhere. And don't have any wish, desire for your own praise. Then, utsahat nishyat dharya tattat karma pravartana. You should follow. What follow? That our Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami has told us. What? Guru Gashte Gosthale Susujane Bhusurgane Swamantre Si Namni Brajvadanda Sarane
Sadatam
Bhutva Guru Rati Mata Itaran. What is the meaning? You. You should hear patiently and try to follow. Otherwise you will be weak. Don't never be weak. You may die, but don't be weak. You can give your life in fire, but don't fear. Fear only for bad association. But not in burning, in drowning in ocean, don't fear.
Om Agyana Timirandhasa Gananjana Salakaya Chakchuru Militam Jina Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. So Srila Gurudev ordered me to discuss about Srila Raghunath Das Goswami's Manasiksha first slok. Srila Raghunath Das Goswami has explained in his literature to teach his mind, nothing to teach his mind because he is one hand eternal associate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and other hand is eternal associates of divine couple. So he came in this world to fulfill Mahaprabhu's desire to help him in his preaching. So he teaches his mind, he has teaches his mind, through that he teaches whole world. He told us, if you want to advance in Krishna consciousness, then you have to adopt some theory. What is that? Guru Goshthe Goshthala Isu Sujane Bhusuragane Samantre Srinamani Bhajan Bhajudanda Sarane Sada Dhammam Hitva Kurvatim Apurvam Atitaram Aye Santa Bhratas Chatubi Abhijas Dhritapada. The Das Goswami is telling his mind, oh my mind, I am requesting you so much, I am catching hold is your feet, please listen to me and obey me. What to obey you? Guru Goshthe Goshthala Isu. Please first make your rati towards your Gurudev. Here Guru means not only Diksha Guru. Guru means Diksha Guru and Siksha Guru both. Moreover, I shall respect my Diksha Guru, but I should not respect my Guru Parampara. Nowadays which is going on, oh, I shall respect my Guru, not our Param Guru, Paratpat Guru, Paramastra Guru, not respect them. It is not proper system, not proper
philosophy. If a Guru is telling that respect your Guru only and read the books of your Guru, not of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, you should not read the books of Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, you should not read the books of Rupa Goswami and Raghunath Goswami. Bogus idea. I think it would be better to give up that Guru. Don't follow your Guru if he is telling like this. If you are not reading Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Chaitanya Charitamrita and all other books, and the books of especially Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, the seventh Goswami of nowadays Guru, then how you can advance? So you must obey and read the books of Rupa Goswami
or Goswamis
and also Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Srila Prabhupada and also Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Narayan.
So Guru means have to respect all Guru Parampara.
Even Guru jo Guru ke yahan lata hai,
Patpardarshak Guru.
Patpardarshak Guru.
Who shows the way? So Gurudev told, if this kind of Guru you have to give him up, it mentioned that Guru never be given up, but somehow or other you took initiation from a Guru. So he is not bona fide, always criticized Vaishnavas. So further it mentioned, Snehadva Lavato Bhapi Jagrinad Adikshya Tabu Gaunarakam Ghoram Vajatakalamaksayam. If some kind of affection or by some greed, if you take initiation or somebody has given you initiation, if he is criticizing Vaishnavas, not chanting, not maintaining Vaishnava philosophy, then you have to give him up. Otherwise, both of you, Guru and disciple, both of you have to go to hell without any fail. So be careful and respect Guru Pad Padma and all Guru Parampara. Moreover, Goshthe and Goshtha Laisu. Goshtha means go, stha, goshtha. Fire, go, go vatsa means cow, calves, go, gopi, leaves. that called Goshtha, like Brajamandal. In Brajamandal,
Nandgaon, Barsana, all Radha Kund, Shyam.
Madhuban, Talban, Kumudban, Bahulaban, Kammaban, Khadirban, Vrindavan, Bhadravan, Bhandirban, Belban, Mahaban, Lauhaban. All these 12 main forests and sub-forests, etc. So, you have to keep your attachment for them. Moreover, Goshtha Laisu, who lives in Goshtha, you have to be attached towards them. In Goshtha who lives? There are so many kinds of Brajavasis. Some has servitor mood for Krishna, but in Braj there is not pure Dasa. There is no servant of Krishna. Either they are servant of Nanda Baba or Vishwabhanu Maharaj, Rupananda, Abhinanda, Sunanda, Nandan. So, in, who is servant in Braj that amalgamated with either parental mood or friendly charm? And Sokha means friendship with Krishna. Krishna is supreme personality of Godhead, but Sokhas, they never care Krishna that he is supreme personality Godhead. If sometimes Krishna told that, oh, I am winner and you are loser, I am so qualified, I am so strong enough, I defeat you in wrestling match. Sri Ramadur, how come? Just I defeat you, all Sokhas are witness here. You are telling you are winner and I am loser? Not possible at all.
Don't explain so much.
And some are parental mood, they treat Krishna as their own son. Among them, Mother Yashoda and Nandava are prominent. Moreover, the Braj Gopis, they love Krishna as their own beloved in far more mood. So they are Goshtha Laisu. We have to respect them properly.
So, also, moreover, Rup Sanatan, all the Goswami.
And moreover, in present time, who lives in Braj, or Guru Padma, and his Guru means Param Guru, Parapad Guru, and our Goswamis, who showed us what is Braj, and how to do bhajan of Braj Padhati. Srimad Mahaprabhu ordered Goswamis to do